Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. While we're in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic, it may be helpful to know we've survived a number of them.
For example, there are three known pandemics of Yersinia pestis, the bacterium behind the plague. In one outbreak during the Middle Ages, a third of Europeans died.
At the start of the 20th century, a cholera pandemic killed hundreds of thousands in the Middle East, North Africa, and Russia. Then in World War I, the Spanish flu arrived and killed 50 million people.
There were three other major flu pandemics this past century, which I actually remember. One was the Asian flu outbreak in the 1950s, and the second began in Hong Kong and killed 1 million people.
Then in 2009 was when H1N1 or swine flu began in Mexico and killed more than 12,000 people in the U.S.
And we can't forget the HIV pandemic, which began in 1981 and has killed 35 million people.
The 2000s had SARS and MERS, two viruses related to the now circulating SARS-CoV-2. Then the Ebola outbreak showed up for the first time in the U.S., and 1 year later, the Zika virus spread from Central and South America to the U.S.
Now, COVID-19 is spreading and killing people around the world. Infectious disease is always here around us. It's possible more than 100,000 viruses could someday make the jump from animals to humans. We have our work cut out for us. Research is our best hope.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.